might sound a little strange, but you know the commercial where you hear on television or whatever, they say, how do you spell relief? Well, in a world that's as messed up as our world is, we are able to come away to a convention for relief. And one of the ways we can do that is by attending services such as this Vesper service. And one of the ways that I spell relief is Brother Tim Krupa, Vesper service, and music. And so we'll let Brother Tim take it from there.
Paperwork. So first I'd like some help from the non-chorus members of passing out this music. We have enough approximately for one sheet of paper for every two people. So share it, please. The small one is hard to read. The bigger one's a little easier to read. Is take you through a musical history lesson. And we are going to, I'll just say as an aside, don't worry about that music. Just kind of put it aside. I'll tell you when to look at it. Contrary to what the brother said earlier, there will be no test on this music. We're going to take you through four eras or styles of music tonight. Perhaps if there's a lesson in it other than praise, you will see the tremendous variety from the musical world that can be used to praise the Heavenly Father. The first era that we will talk about is the classical music. And we have, as a group, and we're not unique, we've taken music from the composers, the 1700s and 1800s, men like Handel, Haydn, Mozart, Bach, Brahms, Sibelius. We have taken their melodies and music and put words to them. But the music underneath is classical. That's the first era that we will present. The second is what I have chosen to call traditional church music. This started in the middle 1800s. The Bible societies were starting to get going. The congregation became more a part of the church. And congregational singing became part of traditional music. This was the era of the songs from people like Fanny Crosby. Nearer, My God, to Thee, Sweet Hour of Prayer, the traditional church music. The third period that we will take you to, well, let me just say that the third and fourth are uniquely American. So, more about that later. We will start with three selections from the classical era. In each of the era, we will have two songs sung, and then together we will sing the third song. Now, as you think of the music of the classical era, it was the period of string quartets, chamber music, small orchestras, harpsichords. So you will hear that flavor coming through these songs.
Thank you.
You recognize that as coming from our hymn book, but the melody was written by Haydn, and it came from his oratorio Creation. Now, from Finlandia by Sibelius, Be Thou Our Guide. Now we would like you to turn to your hymn slip and find the song that is numbered 211, and it is titled Endless Song. You will recognize the words as coming from our hymn book, but the melody is from Brahms. I'm going to have Anna May play the first half through, and then we will all sing it together. Era is the traditional music. This was the era where the church organs played a bigger part. And then the congregation did also. So we are going to sing for you first two traditional church songs. Now please join us in singing "In Everything Give Thanks." And we will sing verses 1, 2, and 3. In everything give thanks. Style, as I said, was uniquely American. Not only is it uniquely American, but it's from the West. I guess it's known between you and me as country. Sometimes country and Western. I have a friend who says there's only two kinds of music, country and Western. That style has also been used for religious music. And there is a certain emotion, there is a certain personalness that is expressed in this music that maybe we don't find in the preceding eras, which tended to be a little bit formal. The formality is gone in country music, and it's almost a conversational mode between the singers and the Lord or the Heavenly Father. One other thing that makes it unique is that country music always has guitars. So we arranged for that also. on your sheets. In some cases, the printing's not too good, but we're going to try one day at a time. Time to thank those who helped us do this. You know, it's difficult to do something like this transcontinental. It's not difficult, it's impossible without local help. And Sister Mary Malley and Sister Anna May, if it was good, they deserve the credit. So now we come into our fourth and our final part. Again, a uniquely American style. This I would call gospel. It originated in the South. It originated with the blacks. And many of the songs have the flavor of the work songs. They're almost chants where something would be sung and then there'd be an answer by the group. This kind of music has a much stronger beat. I don't want you to clap your hands, but mentally you can clap your hands. And there's an emotion in this, and there's also a focus on Jesus that we don't see in the other forms. This music has elements of American jazz. You'll hear the chords are different. And I would say that this music has soul. That's what makes gospel music a little different. We will start with a gospel quartet.
Christ of Calvary. This
Pass number. We'd like you to join us in Precious Lord, Take My Hand.
Didn't I tell you it would be something to kind of relax to? We thank Brother Tim and all the brethren who participated in our evening vesper service, and it was a real relief for me to just sit back and listen to the different ways of praising our Heavenly Father. And I don't know about you, but with me, each kind of hymn that they sang for us touched a different part of my own being, and I can definitely feel the kinds of moods that one song would relate to versus another. And it was a very, very blessed experience. So we're real thankful for this. But we'd like you all to sing one more, okay, as a closing hymn. And we'd like to turn to hymn number 272. We'd like to sing all three verses. And we want you to put everything you've got into it now. You've had enough relaxation now. That's it. Three verses. Stand up for Jesus. Why don't we rise for all three verses?
Thank you.
We'd like to ask Brother Larry Allen to come forward to read the Songs of the Night for this evening, September 30th. We may all be seated. After which we will have our closing prayer with Brother Tim Krupa, and then we'd like you all to remain seated just for a couple of minutes while we have a couple of announcements. So Brother Larry Allen will read us the Songs of the Night for September 30th.
This is taken from Exodus 13:21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud, and led them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light. What was done every day by the Lord's direction in natural Israel surely takes place with equal regularity in spiritual Israel. All who will be found faithful, all Israelites indeed, as they go forth every morning to the journey of life, to the battle of life, to the trials and testings by the way, must surely learn to look unto the Lord as the captain of their salvation, as the one through whom alone Satan and his hosts can be defeated, through whom alone we have the victory. Which spiritual Israelite can afford to retire at the close of the day without retrospectively calling to mind the goodness of the Lord and desiring his continued favor and protection in the shades of night? Exodus 13:21.
We will now be led in closing prayer with Brother Tim. And again, please be seated for a few announcements after the closing prayer.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. We thank you, dear Father, for the blessings of this day, for the blessings of a lifetime. We appreciate your bountiful goodness to us. We pray that your Spirit would guide us and direct us that we might serve you more acceptably. We are mindful of the great need for your kingdom to be established. We're mindful of our brethren scattered the world over. And we ask that you would be with us this evening until we meet again in the morning. We thank you for the privilege of being here, and we pray that you would be with us until tomorrow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.